Welcome, athlete, parent, and families. This is the Limitless Performance Podcast, the number one youth sports psychology and sports performance podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. This is your host, Coach Jack. Especially for the sports and youth world, this is content not offered anywhere else on the internet. This podcast will be centered around Limitless Performance's sports psychology curriculum, along with other aspects of our athletic training, basketball training, and volleyball training. Email us if you ever want us to make an episode on something you are specifically struggling with or to ask questions. If you're an athlete in any sport or a parent of a youth athlete in any sport, this podcast will be perfect for you. You don't experience anything without the mind. So what's more important than learning how to train it? Let's dive into it. Today, I actually wanted to give us a mental training tool and activity, a little quick snippet of something I do try to do on a weekly and monthly basis to increase that social connection and increase that indicator for my well-being and happiness. And that's going to have a direct correlation with building your ability to improve on social connection. And it's important to know, gatekeepers, that we can train for everything. Right? We can literally train for anything in this world. And when we take this approach, intentionally trying to improve upon certain aspects of our life, this is when we start to see big, big changes in our lives and big, big changes in our well-being. And so I like to call it a message cleanse. And so every week or so, or every month or so, I love to scroll through all my messages on my iPhone. And it's a lot of messages. It's a ton of messages. So if I know I'm going to do it for this day, I'm going to sit down and go through, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people to check up with them. And a big part of that's because I run a business, right? And we connect with tons of different people. So that's obviously not going to be a problem that you're going to run with most people. I love to check in with my students, see how they're doing. But if I do a big, big cleanse, like I go through all my contacts, that's going to be a day's project. And yes, it does feel like homework at times, but it also is extremely rewarding in keeping that connection between you and the person that you developed a connection with to start. And it's very important you continue to grow about those connections. Okay. And again, I'm sure you've heard this. If you're listening to this podcast, you definitely are very serious about self-improvement. So you've heard the five most people that you hang out with is the person that you're going to become. It's a very true statement. And so, yes, we want to be very compassionate human beings. We want to stay away from judgment from others, et cetera, and not thinking that we're above or below anyone else. But we do want to be smart. So if we know someone isn't very serious about growth like you are, then that's okay to not purposely try and grow that connection. But any type of connection that you know is an indicator of your happiness, you need to keep growing on that because it's very, very important you keep that connection strong. And so what I encourage all of you gatekeepers to do is use this message cleanse. So you don't have to do it on a day and do it to hundreds of people in one day. What I love to do is anytime a person pops into my head and I'm just thinking, you know, I wonder how they're doing, or just the person's name pops in my head in general, I love to send them a text, right? And say, how you're doing? How's life? Is life good? Is life bad? You know, let me hear all of it. And if they say good, like a one short answer, I say why. Like I really want to get to the depth of the connection of how they're doing and learn more about their life. And it's growing that ability for you to be compassionate, selfless, and focusing on others. Again, yes, we all live in our own little world, but getting yourself out of that little world and starting to focus on other people just as much as you focus on yourself, that's a true testament to a good person and a good person that's going to be rewarded with well-being and, of course, more success as a byproduct of that well-being. So your mental training activity today, gatekeepers, is to use the message cleanse to go through your contacts. Check in with all the contacts that you believe are very strong indicators for your social connection and happiness. And I promise you, this is going to be a great activity that's going to make you feel really, really good. But really have a conversation with them. Don't just text them so they think that you're a good person because they texted you, right? Really, really care about that person and really, really want to grow that social connection. And I promise you, gatekeepers, after doing this, you're going to feel really, really good about yourself and everything else will follow effortlessly. Again, with any of these tools, gatekeepers, pick the ones that are best for you. Nothing's universal. I'm putting all of these out there that have helped me, and I know that have helped other people like my students see very, very big improvements in their mental ability and well-being, but always pick the ones that work best for you. So if this message cleanse works for you a lot and you want to make it a consistent thing that you do every single month, go for it. If it doesn't work for you as much, that's okay if you let it go. But as long as you try all of these activities that we're giving to you on the Mental Training Revolution, you're going to find what works for you and you're going to find yourself as a completely different person after you start to intentionally train your mind with tools and activities that are going to give you results immediately. And you can see and measure those results, which is the best part about mental training drills, is the feedback and the ability to measure and grow off it. Again, gatekeepers, reach out if you have any questions for me. I'm Coach Jack. We out, baby. Peace. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. If you haven't yet, please leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever listening platform you're on. Compassion for others is a huge part of our curriculum. You can help so many more people by leaving us a review. Please contact Coach Jack at limitlessperformancewi.com to keep us updated on how your meditations are going, how this podcast has affected you, and what other topics on the mental side of the game that you or your child is struggling with, and we can make an episode about that. I really want to become friends with all the listeners so I can help families and students more deeply. So please get a hold of me. Check out Limitless Performance to get your own personal sessions today if you want a deeper dive into increasing your well-being that is personalized to what you struggle with most. Thank you so much, listeners. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.